This song is a powerful meditation for anyone who has something serious to wrestle with. Physical pain, perhaps, difficult news, a big decision to make, mental or emotional anguish, danger from present or anticipated conflict, guilt or depression. Where is God in this struggle? Is God in this struggle? Could the struggle itself be some kind of angel from God? Am I helplessly weak in all this, or do I have some power? How can I make some meaning of what I'm going through? What is its name? Many poets and artists have reflected on the story of Jacob wrestling with his angel. In London, the Tate Britain Gallery is dominated by an extraordinary larger-than-life sculpture of the two figures by Epstein, whose first name, interestingly, was also Jacob. You can't tell whether the clutch in which the fearsome angel is holding the man is an embrace or a wrestling hold just prior to throwing him to the ground. Encountering the living God is not always sweetness and light. The musical setting mimics the idea of a struggle, leaping at intervals as if to try and escape, and then being reined in, moving by small intervals around a single note. And then there's a different tactic, moving slowly through rich and sometimes dissonant harmonies until returning laboured and exhausted to the sanctuary of the tonic note. Despite the length of the hymn, the music doesn't develop or modulate from verse to verse, but the mood of the singer's interpretation of the melody becomes brighter, more hopeful, and finally triumphant. Wesley's hymn is very long, perhaps longer than most congregations could manage as part of an ordinary Sunday service. But I think it does need all 12 verses to reflect an experience of struggling with God all night long. All the early verses are spoken directly to the traveller unknown, whom still I hold but cannot see. And the choice of the term traveller is interesting. Of course, it recalls the mystery figure who is suddenly there to wrestle with Jacob the traveller, but there are deeper references. The Old Testament God is one whose presence travels with his people across the desert, yet his name is unspeakable, and no one could see his face and live. And then in Luke's Gospel in the New Testament, there is the other famous traveller unknown who accompanies the grieving disciples on their journey to Emmaus, opening up the scriptures and only later revealing himself as the risen Christ. The first four verses of the hymn all centre around the question of who I am and who is this unknown, resistant God. In the Jacob story, the man refuses to loose his hold on his opponent until he knows his name, and this narrative allows the poet here to be similarly bold and demanding in prayer. At the centre of the poem is a fascinating exploration of what it means to be weak or to be strong in the eyes of God. It's as if the poet is flagging in the struggle and his body is complaining that it cannot go on. Yet this is the point at which he asserts his victory, using the paradox that Paul reflects on: when I am weak, then I am strong. It's at the point of greatest weakness that God is, as it were, conquered by the human prayer of longing, because this is the point of surrender to God alone, a God who is known to be the one who answers the prayer of the oppressed, and who on the cross showed the victory inherent in complete vulnerability. Seamlessly, Wesley has moved us back and forth between the ancient tale of the patriarch Jacob and the reflections of the great theologian and community builder in the early church, who himself had been resisted and flung from his horse by his Lord as he travelled the road to Damascus. And at the same time, he has woven in the passions and longings of the prayerful of his own generation and of ours, as we again make this song our own and arrive again at the foot of the cross. Tis love, thou diedst for me. There follows a cry of praise for grace received, and interestingly, it exults first in the sinner's own power that's been found in weakness. My prayer has power with God. There's something very robust and attractive about Wesley's delight in the capacity of the human being to move the heart of God and not just to be a passive recipient of grace. It's almost as if the one who prays has triumphantly caught God out. He has to respond, however unworthy the sinner, because thy nature and thy name is love. This endlessly repeated assertion has been present and true throughout, and yet now the singer seems finally to believe it, and to believe that it applies to me, to all. No one's case is hopeless if they truly lay hold of love and hang on tight. The final two verses speak of going on contented, although now lame and limping with the wounds of this conflict. Again, the poet plays with the paradox of strength in weakness. All helplessness, all weakness I, on thee alone for strength depend. No longer does the singer depend on his or her own capacities, but on God, and that transforms everything. The one who struggled with God now leans on God the traveller in order to continue his own journey. His whole self moves with God, or else he cannot move at all. There's an image of extraordinary force in the last verse which embodies this transformation. The limping man becomes a powerful predator against all that stands for evil. Lame as I am, I take the prey. Hell, earth, and sin with ease o'ercome. Like those who met Jesus in the flesh and were cured of their incapacities, he claims, I leap for joy, pursue my way. And like the psalmist who longs for God as the deer for the water brooks, he is a bounding heart who flies home to the heart of his Lord, whose name is love. The music itself hasn't changed, but the singer's perspective, understanding and disposition has. Just so, in our own wounds and griefs, the painful situation may remain, but somehow, with God, we come through bruised but transformed and triumphant.
Come, O thou traveller unknown, whom still I hold but cannot see, my company before is gone, and I am left alone with thee all night. I mean to stay and rest. strong, and when my all of strength shall fail, I shall with the good man prevail. Yield to me now, for I am weak, but confident in self-despair. Speak, or thou never hence shalt move, and tell me if thy name is love. 'Tis love, 'tis love, thou diedst for me. I hear thy whisper in my depart, but stay and love me to the end. Thy mercies never shall remove, thy nature and thy name is
soul, its life and soul.